the Chicago Verse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Can you see us, Ingrid?
Yeah.
All right. Right on. Cool. We're live?
Yeah.
Right on. Welcome to Dynasty Podcast. My name is Haima Black. We're here at Soundscape Studios. Shout out Mike Kolar for graciously letting us into his place for the ninth month in a row. It's all love. Shout out Soundscape Studios. Check out what they're doing. Check out the amazing talent they've had in here. So Dynasty Podcast recording live every Sunday night, broadcasting at dynastypodcast.tv. And I'm joined tonight by Glamour Hotline from Chicago. How are you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm very well. We have Haley Jordana, Riley Kavanaugh.
Hello.
And then Alex Lukowski?
Yeah.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, Alex Lukowski.
Right on. So, Glamour Hotline, band from Chicago. We always start with kind of like origins. How did you guys start connecting? How did the band start? Give us some background, and then we'll talk about all the cool things you have happening in the present.
Sure. Okay. Alex and Riley are from Chicago. I'm from Philadelphia, and I transferred here to go to Columbia College. And thanks to the school, met Alex Lukowski. Yeah.
A Columbia event.
Yeah, let's just promote Columbia. So we met each other when I first moved here, like within the first 2 weeks. And then the second semester, I met Riley, and we clicked right away. She didn't play drums, but I was like, I want to start a band. And she was like, I will play drums.
So you learned how to play drums only for the sake of like, oh, well, if they're already starting the band, I better catch up.
Alex wasn't in the band yet.
Yeah, we hadn't started anything really, but like Haley was just wanting to make music with friends opposed to people that were just necessarily like talented, because then like better music can come from that, kind of like a good group of people, like a good support network. And so, yeah, I just started to teach myself.
Yeah. So just self-taught on the drums. Did you own a drum kit, or like how did you get a hold of it? Well, I guess that'd be weird if you own a drum kit just
but they're quite expensive. So I was like, let's give this a try for a bit.
Where did you get access to drums?
Columbia College Chicago. We are just a Columbia promoter right now.
Yeah,
I have a feeling that this is going to end up on like the Columbia blog. Like, we have a blog where we promote what students are doing. Sometimes the podcast ends up there. Nice. This is going to be one of those episodes.
Yeah, because we're just like, go to Columbia, start a band.
Yeah, no, it's great to see these success stories come out of the school. And of course, you know, people who listen to this podcast know, but also it's presumptuous to assume people remember. I teach at Columbia College, so we have this like shared, but I've never met any of you through the college. We have a new producer, Julia, who is contributing names. You know, we have a couple of people working behind the scenes. We have Ingrid Legends right now running the stream. So I have this great team of a lot of contributors from Columbia, and they're so great about bringing talent to my attention that should be on the podcast. And I had seen your guys' name before, but I didn't have any sort of like connectivity to you. So Julia brought you to my attention, and it's cool to like see Columbia, you know, people doing it.
Totally. Yeah. So. Okay, but to finish that story, that was a beautiful tangent about Columbia, though. I really liked that. Riley and I started, it was just us, and we had just been friends with Alex, and one night we were at a DIY show in Chicago with Alex, and we were just like watching this great local band, and we were like, Alex, you should just join the band. Like, you should just be in the band. And then
the band that doesn't really exist yet.
Well, it did.
Just like one or two shows.
Yeah. Okay. And like just crazy, raw shows.
Janky shows.
Yeah.
Janky shows. All right.
Yeah. And then we joined, had Alex join from there. It like took off.
Yeah. And here you are. So when was that? Like, give us, like, how long has this band been active now?
Haley and I started in February of last year.
Yeah.
And then Alex joined in March.
Yep.
I think.
Yeah. So only about a year.
So a year now, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you guys have covered a lot of ground. Do you feel like that? Like, you guys have gotten pretty...
Yeah.
I mean, right, because you have the album out, which we're going to talk about, but I feel like you guys have started to make a name for yourself a bit, right?
Yeah, I'd say so. It was kind of crazy how it took off. I don't know, with like this wave of feminism especially, I think that helped propel us forward.
Well, and I think that feminism is having really strong moment on the internet right now in a really positive way across social media and, you know, blah. It's so trite to be like, social media gives everyone a voice, because, like, that's the most obvious thing in the entire world.
Right.
But, but it's true. Like, you know, there's so many people who maybe didn't have the same level of, you know, being vocal before, and now they do, which is
great.
Exactly,
yeah. So. Yeah, and so social media is definitely a platform for that, but just as much, if not more, music is a platform for that.
Music, absolutely. Yeah. And you guys, I mean, it's very apparent to someone my age, like in my 60s, listening to you guys, like, you know, that you guys have a really strong influence from, like, 90s Riot Girl. Talk about that. Like, where did that come from? How did you guys kind of, like, really zero in on that as, like, your, you know, one of your big inspirations?
Sure.
Well, the first time I feel like we all hung out, we were making Glamour Hotline stickers, and we watched The Punk Singer, which is about Kathleen Hanna, the lead singer from Bikini Kill. So I feel like that really, like, propelled, like, songwriting and, like, like, the vibe that we were going for, so.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
and
that was
general interest, I think.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, like, as, like, women in general, but, yeah, that was like a really powerful night. Like, we just, like, watched this documentary about Kathleen Hanna, who, like, we already all knew and loved, but, like, it was such, like, a great, like, contemporary look at the Riot Girl movement, and, like, made it very clear that, like, it needed to come back. And we were like, well, yeah, like, let's bring it back.
Well, and you guys are also very connected, it seems like, to the DIY culture and space in Chicago. Like, talk about your relationship with DIY in Chicago. Is it, you know, like, what is advantageous about it, or anything that you guys have kind of, like, you know, towards that?
Yeah.
Start off.
Okay, yeah, because I feel like we probably all have something to say about this. The scene has been so good to us, I'll say for sure. I think the DIY scene in Chicago is so welcoming and very attentive to everyone's feelings, identities, ideas. Like, they're definitely, they really care about the people in the scene, and therefore care about us and make sure that we're always playing a safe space. And if it doesn't feel safe, they make a change. That's how I feel. But what do you guys want to talk about it?
Yeah, it's, I think that we've played some like local venues like Sub T and Beat Kitchen and other ones that are really fun, but it's kind of interesting going back to DIY shows after a show like that, because you're like, it's much more of like an immersed experience with the audience, I would say.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's people that support you and they just want to like see you like do you and like thrive and like feel comfortable. So
yeah,
I think that it's really motivating, like, musically, I would say.
Yeah.
Like, after a DIY show, it's like, oh, okay, like, that made us, like, feel so powerful and good.
Yeah.
And now let's go and write new stuff.
Definitely. Yeah, there's a very big difference in the vibe between, like, playing Empty Bottle and then, like, somebody's basement. And, yeah.
So, and, you know, flip side, like, when you are playing, like, a Sub T or an Empty Bottle or something like that, like, that's, of course, more of the, like, traditional structure going through, like, the, you know, traditional channels and things like that. Like, what's your relationship with, I know you touched on this, but, like, what are the advantages of getting on, like, one of those stages where it's kind of, like, a very set, you know, structured, like, you know, infrastructure?
Sound. Oh, my God. It is so nice to have a sound guy, girl, anybody doing sound, because in a basement, like, you're fighting for yourself.
It's so, like, no vocals. Yeah. It's just, like, noise. Yeah.
But once we're on stage, it's nice because then the people who come to those shows hear what we actually sound like. When in a basement, it's like they're looking more at your emotion and, like, what you're doing rather than the sound, I'd say.
They get, like, an idea of what you sound like.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're, like, not that interested.
Like, I think I like you guys.
Yeah.
Can't quite hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you guys, you have something really cool happening this month, again, to kind of go back to Columbia College, but you're part of an event called Big Mouth that's happening with Columbia. Talk about that. Like, what's your involvement? What is that? Is it open to everybody? Is it just the college? Bring us into that.
Yeah, who wants to?
You know the
most. Okay.
I think you know
the most. Yeah. Yeah, my friend Jake booked us for that. So shout out to Jake. Thank you. Yeah, it's called From With Love, like From Columbia, but it's called Pretty and Punk that night for Big Mouth. So the structure for the night is we're going to open up the night playing one song, and then it's going to be like an hour or so or 40 minutes of open mic style. You submit your name at the beginning of the night. They pool names to see if you can go up and play a song. And then at the end of the night, we're closing out with 20 minutes, a 20-minute set.
Right on.
Yeah, so it's going to be super fun. I was told that if you come with someone with a Columbia ID, you're good.
Okay.
If you don't go to Columbia. But it sounded like if you don't go to Columbia, you can get in anyway.
All right, all right. Yeah. I mean, one of the things... Okay, so I've been teaching at Columbia for about 3 years, and just quick detour, like, talking about the events, less about me, but about the events. I was coming to speak to classes at Columbia for a few years before I got employed, before I was teaching there. And every time I, like, spoke to a class, I was so stoked. Like, I kind of like what you're talking about with the DIY shows. Like, I left really inspired and excited because of, like, the quality of instructors, the quality of, like, projects. And part of it was, like, I saw the things like Biggest Mouth and Big Mouth and Manifest and all these things are happening. And I feel like the level of, and I swear I'm not just saying this because I work there, but the point of the story is that, like, I wanted to work there because I was so excited about these things. I feel like the level of energy and kind of, like, excitement around Columbia events, like, you can do a lot with them.
Oh, yeah.
That I think you can't do at other colleges.
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah. There's the last Big Mouth we went to was actually the first time Riley and I ever played as Glamour Hotline was at a Big Mouth event.
Mm-hmm.
We had never performed before. She had never been on stage before. And they pulled our name at Big Mouth and we went out there. And yeah, it was such a great example of how, like, Columbia, like, makes these opportunities for you to just, like, try something out. Even if, like, you have no idea what you're doing, just, like, go up there and, like, see how people react. Like,
what I like about, I mean, see, here's the thing. It's like the problem with me being positive is, like, I work at the school, but I really feel like this. Like, what I like about Columbia and what makes me excited as a teacher there is that there's so many opportunities where students get to produce these events.
Yeah.
Which to me, it's like, it's so much more meaningful that way. Like, if I'm an instructor and I went and made the event, like, that's whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, you guys do it. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what Manifest is. That's what all these things are. So,
yeah, totally.
And it seems like you guys are just really tapped into that DIY idea anyway, right? Mm-hmm. Like, just not just through Columbia, but making things happen for yourselves a lot. Talk about executing that and bringing a lot of the aspects of the group to life, you know, on your own.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we do everything ourselves, for sure. do you want to talk about that?
So, for our tape,
yeah,
that's, like, a whole experience, I would say. We recorded it. We, like, just got some friends, Lindsay Sherman and Sean.
Columbia graduates.
Yeah, Columbia graduates. Yeah.
It's a Columbia commercial. This is not sponsored by Columbia.
Yeah, no, I mean,
we're choosing to talk about this.
Yeah. But we recorded our EP in, like, a basement that's also, like, a venue that, like, we met the people that live there through, like, playing shows and going to shows. And then we also just, like, produced the tapes ourselves and, like, made, like, the covers and, like, distribute them ourselves. So it was very, like, we did it ourselves, which is, like, cool and, like, I don't know. It was fun.
Yeah.
An interesting process, for sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I feel like when artists know how to do all these things, it's, like, it gives you such an upper hand. You get such an advantage because you don't have to wait for somebody to, like, do all these things for you. You can just move forward on your own.
Definitely, yeah.
And so, you know, the latest record that you put out, Spooky Cool Girls, which I love that title. It's a six-song, right? Six songs. Yeah, six-song EP. That's not your first EP, is it? Or
it is.
It is, okay.
Yeah.
So is that the debut effort? Like the
correct.
Full? Okay.
Yeah.
Right on. So is that what you're talking about with the basement? You guys were working on that one?
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, what's the response been like that? Because I feel like, you know, are people noticing it? I feel like they are.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's been a good run for it. A lot of people in the scene liked it. We've had, like, some, like, DIY radio stations all over the country and, like, Canada and stuff playing it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's weird.
So it definitely, like, proves what you can do on your own. Like, you don't necessarily need, like, the big guy helping you out.
Right on. As we're in a space for an independent record label.
Yeah.
Closed sessions. So.
Awesome. Yeah.
So that's amazing, though. Like, this record is having such reach for you guys, and you've been a band for a year. Has it felt like it's just been a blur? Because to me, even just from this discussion, it seems like you guys have covered a lot of ground in a year.
Yeah. We are looking forward to taking a break this March. We're writing a new record now that's going to be very different from Spooky Cool Girls. Mm-hmm. So we are taking March off. It's been hard to say no to people, but like we are taking a break.
Because it's a good problem to have, though.
Yeah.
Where people are like, where you're in demand. What do you attribute that to? Other than like the strength of the music, of course, but that doesn't always translate. There's a lot of artists in a lot of genres that are very talented with great music, and it doesn't, you know, it doesn't bring them to the next level. So what do you attribute, you know, all of the excitement and kind of like everything you guys have been able to pursue to?
Sure.
I don't know, not to like...
And I'm not trying to take away from the music.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You do? Oh, well, I don't know. Oh, okay, well, I would say like not to like toot our own horn or anything, but I think that we have a nice dynamic because we're all best friends and like I would say that we all do seem pretty human opposed to some people that are just like up on stage and there's kind of just like a glass like window in front of them and they're like, it's kind of just foggy and it's like, oh, are they like actually breathing people that I can talk to after the show? And I just think we're kind of approachable and like, and we like love like meeting other bands and playing with other bands and like hearing new music and, so
that sense of community is really, really strong. If you can connect with other artists in your scene, I mean, and not just for like, you know, your type of music, but in general, like, you know, having that community and connectivity like goes a long way. So on that note, like, who do you guys see as some of your peers or like artists in Chicago that you really get excited about?
Daymaker?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a great local band, Daymaker. Okay. They're amazing. Two of them also live in a DIY space called Eco.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like a punk band. Who else?
The Mouskies.
Yeah.
A band from Hyde Park.
Hyde Park is great.
Yeah.
And they've had so much great musical talent come out of Hyde Park over the years as well.
They have like their own little scene down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really special. Yeah.
So the show is February 25th. It's Big Mouth happening at Columbia and sounds like gray area and if other people can attend. We'll
they
see.
Definitely can, but like just be cool.
And ideally show up with somebody from Columbia.
Ideally, yeah.
What else is coming up? I know you said you're going to take a break in March, but what else is coming up for Glamour Hotline this year?
Sure. February 29th, we're also playing at the Empty Bottle.
Right on.
And it's a free Monday, and we're playing with Soddy Daisy, who's an amazing DIY band. Oh, my
God.
So
great.
Yeah. And then as far as the rest of the year looks like, definitely putting out a new album. Cool website in the works and a tour over the summer for sure.
Right on.
Yeah.
And the record that's out right now is called Spooky Cool Girls, which is again an amazing title. Right on, man. Glamour Hotline. This is so great. I'm so glad that we got to meet. Let's definitely do this again. Let's have you back on the podcast when the new record comes out.
Yeah.
We'll talk about things that maybe are or are not Columbia College. But this is great. Like, I'm so glad you guys were here, and I'm so glad we got to meet. And then we got to do this interview. Thank you very much for coming out.
Thanks for having us. Thank you so much.
Right
this
on.
This is awesome.
Thank you.
Sweet.
Yeah. Cool. Great.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty... Dynasty, descend.